Okay, good morning. It's 10:04 a.m. on Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. This is a continuation meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. This is Michael Novick, the chair of the LSB, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
This is the secretary calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is here. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Christina is here. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek is here.
Alan is here. Jose Benavides. Fred Blair.
Present.
Fred is here. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Sandy is present. Marisol Cruz. Marisol Cruz. Come back. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella is present. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Eric is here. Evelia Jones? Evelia Jones? Come back. Ali Lexa? Ali Lexa? Rob Macon? Barbara Marbach? Oye, Oye Yippo?
Here.
Oye is present. Myla Reason?
Present.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
You're muted, Lawrence.
Yeah, presente.
Lawrence is presente. Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Ziri is present. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Paul is present. Oscar Ulloa?
Presente.
Presente. Paulina Vasiliev?
Presente.
Paulina is presente. Beth Von Gunten? Beth Von Gunten? Harvey Wasserman? Harvey Wasserman, Carlos Zavala?
Here.
Carlos is here. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael is present. One more time, Jose Benavides? Jose? Marisol Cruz?
Presente.
Marisol, presente. Evelia Jones? Evelia Jones, Ali Lexa, Ali Lexa, Rob Macon, Rob Macon, Barbara Marbach, Barbara Marbach, Beth Von Gunten,
present.
Beth is present, very good. Harvey Wasserman. Harvey Wasserman? Okay. Eighteen members present. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Myla, so you put a hand up?
Well, actually, I put my hand up because Beth and I had been working on a motion to reconsider a previously adopted motion, and she wasn't in the Zoom yet. So I believe she will ask to be recognized, and I will allow her to speak.
Okay, yes, thanks. So just to let everybody know, the agenda for today is a consideration of the balloting that we did for DM search committee. I see your hand, Beth. Let me just finish my statement. We're not going to do that till we hear from you. I just want everybody to be clear on what the agenda is and see if everybody approves that agenda.
Well,
and then we'll take your motion.
The motion to reconsider takes precedence, Michael.
Okay. Go ahead, Beth. What's your motion?
Thank you. I seek recognition to reconsider the GMSC election motion previously adopted at the March 20, 2022 meeting. I'm sending a substitute motion regarding the election for the committee.
Okay, can you do you want to read your substitute so people understand what you're by reconsidering what they would then be considering?
We have to vote, sir. Recognize
parliamentary inquiry, please.
Okay, what's your question, Lawrence?
My question is to you, Chair, to John Tatum, who happens to be here. Doesn't a motion to reconsider require notice, either at the same meeting or at a future meeting? So I'd like to go through you, and if you could ask the parliamentarian, I'd appreciate it.
Yes.
I think there was a good deal of email interchange about the vote that we took and the people's interest in reconsidering it. So,
Chair, a point of order, Chair.
Okay.
Email is not, it does not take the place of an in-person meeting, or in this case, a virtual meeting. So I don't think that's in order as well. I'd like to stick to my parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, I don't know if John Tatum wants to comment on that.
Just a quick comment. The motion to amend something previously adopted, it only requires a majority vote if notice has been given. If notice has not been given, it's going to take a two-thirds vote.
No. I beg to differ, and I'm going to cite.
Okay, please ask for recognition, Myla, if you want to differ to be recognized.
I defer to Terry Goodson.
Terry has a hand up. Did you want to comment on the parliamentary question, Terry?
Yes, I'll point out to John that this is a continuation meeting, so actually the motion to reconsider is regarding a motion adopted at this very.
All right, thanks. So the chair's, if the chair is being asked to rule, the chair is going to rule that the motion to reconsider is in order. Because it is a continuation of the prior meeting that which we initially approved the GM search vote. And but I would like, since I haven't had a chance to look at my email, and Beth said she sent a substitute motion, I would like her to read the substitute motion that she wants us to consider if we vote to reconsider what we already did.
Thank you. Yes. Whereas in accordance with Article 7, Section 3B of the Pacifica Bylaws, it's important that any GMF or the KPFK General Manager Search Committee be widely recognized to be both fairly elected and impartial. And whereas recent incomplete efforts to populate the KPFK GMSC have been compromised by a series of flaws, the most critical being inclusion of non-LSB members in the pool of nominees, that should read my error, contrary to the advice of the Pacifica Human Resources Department. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFK LSB shall set aside the previous GMSC election process and in its place shall send out new ballots with only the previously nominated LSB candidates. The KPFK LSB shall elect 7 GMSC members from among the LSB members previously nominated using single transferable vote via electronic mail under previous authorization for electronic communication with Terry Goodman and as chair of tellers and John P. Gary, the third serving as teller. All current KPFK delegates are eligible to vote and shall be provided voting instructions in a ballot via email on or before April 4th. The LSB secretary shall provide both tellers the current roster of the LSB members with email addresses, a list of nominated candidates, and the final version of this motion as adopted immediately following the April 3rd meeting. Polls shall close April, excuse me, Friday, April 8th at midnight. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen polls and declare a new deadline. A special meeting shall be scheduled for Sunday, April 10th, which shall be publicly noticed for the sole purpose of finalizing the election. Ties may be resolved virtually using an online random selection site, either draw straws or the virtual coin flip. The first committee member to be declared elected shall convene the first committee meeting. The committee shall may subsequently elect its own chair. All GMSC business shall be conducted consistent with Pacifica bylaws and Pacifica personnel policies, including but not limited to issues of confidentiality, applicant privacy, and equal employment opportunity.
And that's second. Mr. Chair,
I'm sorry. Before we take seconds, that was not what's on the floor at the moment is a motion to reconsider, which if we adopt, then this motion would be in order as a replacement. So just to clarify for everybody, we're not voting on that motion. We're voting on a motion to reconsider our previous method first. Hang on a second. I had several hands up. And I believe it was Lawrence Reyes, Myla Reeson, and then Bella. So was there a second, first of all, for the motion to reconsider?
Yes.
Thank you. Can the secretary make note of that? It was moved by Beth Van Gundy and seconded by Myla Reeson. Lawrence?
Thank you, Chair. So my question is, we're just voting right now for the motion to reconsider, not on the merits of a motion by Beth Van Gundy. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'll wait. I'll wait for that, Chair, because I'm going to.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Myla, and then Bella.
It's my understanding that there's no debate on this, and that we're going to vote on whether or not to reconsider. We move to a vote. A call for a vote.
Okay. Is that true that a motion to reconsider is non-debatable? I see from Terry Goodman, he says it is debatable.
Parliamentarian agrees with Terry.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. So in that case, we will take some debate on the motion to reconsider. Did you want to speak to that motion, Myla? You're muted.
Yeah, I just fully support it. I think that the process was muddled and that we need a clean process. And so I think that we should go ahead and reconsider the motion.
Okay, thank you. Bella?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I believe that this motion was never noticed to the LSB. It was just sent out right now, I understand, by Myla. This is being truncated, and this is not a good precedent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Can the secretary take note that Barbara Marbach is in attendance, and maybe you can call on her to say that audibly. Ralph?
Who is Dolly Lexa and Avelia Jones?
Okay, Ralph, could you, Barbara, can you speak up and Avelia?
Yes.
And...
Sorry, I was muted. Barbara's here.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Avelia.
Thank you.
All right, Eric, you have your hand up?
Yes, sir. Sure. Thank you, Michael. I support this for one reason only, which is that I believe that we have departed from a basic facet of the Democratic Pacifica governance structure, whereby people seek positions on the LSB based on a platform of their qualifications and their intentions and their values and the direction they wish to see the foundation and the station going. And also the powers of the LSB include specifically to participate in assembling a pool of candidates to for GM when there's turnover. And so I think we erred in allowing non-LSB members to be candidates for this position. It's one of our key responsibilities, even though we don't have any final say. But we all recall participating in the narrowing down process. Even those of us who were not on the search committee last time, we all chimed in among the finalists, and they were ranked based on our input. So I believe this is something that we did make an error, and I would support the redo based on what I just expressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth Van Gunsen has hand up. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. One of my concerns is that in having sent out a ballot with so many public members who are wouldn't be eligible for this position, it has resulted, I think it influenced the outcome in that even when we narrowed it down to only counting votes for LSB members, I've never seen such a very scattered result for elections, and it would be my hope that this would give us greater clarity without having to rely on random flips for such a large section, a large percentage of the committee. I just like a nice, clean, clear process without the muddling. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I have my own hand up to speak just to point out to people that we elect non-members of the local station board as officers of the local station board. We have a non-member elected as secretary. We have a non-member elected as treasurer. We send our treasurer, who is not a member of the LSB, to the National Finance Committee, which deals with many, many very consequential matters. So people should consider that. Is there any further comments? Otherwise, we'll go to a vote on the motion to reconsider. Let me ask if there's any public comment, because we didn't really set the agenda, but normally we do have public comment before votes, and this, since this impacts the public members who weren't previously nominated.
I call the vote.
Well, I see a hand up from Michael Heiss, if you wouldn't mind letting us hear from him. Go ahead, Michael.
Excuse me. Thank you. Sorry. Thanks, Michael. Just a quick comment to say, you know, we have these posters and things where it says powered by the people. I'm not on the LSB. I tried. I didn't make it. I wasn't available in the part of the meeting. Otherwise, I would have volunteered to run as one of the public members. Okay, fine. But people includes all people. I thought that's what Pacifica is about. This group wouldn't have any say in the final thing anyway, so why ignore the public members? Thank you.
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
I want to read this from the bylaws. Article 6, meetings of the Board of Directors, Section 7, open meetings. All meetings of the Board of Directors and its committees shall be open to the members and to the public, with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters. Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 6, meetings. Members and public participation. LSB meetings shall be open to the public and to all members, with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters. Now, you brought up, I am elected as the treasurer. I am not a member of the LSB. The National Finance Committee does not deal primarily or even tangentially with personnel issues. So it's, you know, don't compare unequal things. But having public on this committee violates the bylaws.
Thank you. I see a hand from Janine Roan. Did you wish to speak? You just muted yourself. You were unmuted before.
Hi. Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to point out that in listening to how this just was proposed, it's obvious that there's several people that were expecting this motion, including the teller, to so quickly be able to chime in that this did not need to be noticed. So it just makes me a little uncomfortable listening to several people expect this motion and be prepared for it, yet it wasn't distributed to the other people on the LSB in a timely, to make everyone in a place where they could review it properly for the vote. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I have two members of the board that wish to speak. I have Lawrence Reyes and three. All right. Lawrence, Mylan, and Beth, and then I would like to try to move to a vote.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to remind my colleagues that we have a policy to go to public comment before each vote. So I wouldn't want to. I appreciate you invoking that, Chair. So I just want to remind those people that call for the vote before public comment. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mylan and Beth, and Eric has a hand up too. Okay, go ahead, Mylan.
I would like again to call for the vote on this, on the motion to reconsider.
Okay, so you're calling the question. Does that require a second?
Yes, it does.
I'll second it.
Okay, so that's been made and seconded. I think that's non-debatable. Is that right? And we would just vote?
It correct.
Would take two-thirds to end debate?
Correct.
Who made the second?
Ali Alexa. Okay, so I see the two hands up, but so people are aware that there are two people who wish to speak, but we're going to move to a vote on closing debate. Ralph, can you call the question, call the roll on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. Jose Benavides is in the meeting.
Okay, Jose, I don't see you, but can you speak up?
Jose, are you there?
Well, we'll come back to it. Call the roll, and if he's here, he'll answer to the roll. I see Stuart Landau is also here with us. Welcome, Stuart.
Okay, calling the roll on the motion to rescind. Grace Aaron?
No, I'm sorry. This is a motion. You're calling the roll on a motion to end debate.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair?
Oh, I see Jose Benavides spoke up. Yeah, thank you. All right, we see your presence, Jose, and you'll be called in the roll. We're voting on a motion, Jose, to end debate on a motion to reconsider. If we end debate, then we'll move immediately to the motion to reconsider the prior GM balloting process, which allowed non-LSB members to be nominated and considered. And if we reconsider that, there's a substitute motion that would restrict the nominations only to the LSB members who are already nominated, and lay out the same voting procedures that we use. That'd be a deadline up until the end of the week, this week, and then a meeting, I guess, next week. I didn't catch that exactly, but I think that would be next Sunday again to have yet another continuation meeting. So the first vote right now is to end debate on a motion to reconsider. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina is yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Alan is yes. Jose Benavides?
Jose votes no.
Jose is no. Fred Blair?
Yeah. Yes.
Fred is yes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy is yes. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella is no. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Eric votes no. Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Evelia votes yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara votes yes. Oye Oyeyepo?
Yes.
Boyer votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Jerry Rideau?
No.
Jerry votes no. Paul Roberson?
No.
Paul votes no. Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Oscar votes no. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Polina votes no. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth votes no. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Michael Novick?
The chair votes no.
You skipped Ali Lexa.
Is he here?
Yes,
Ali Lexa is here, yes.
Okay.
I told you that.
Ali.
I've been present several times. I vote yes.
Okay.
Did we get Ron?
Ali votes yes.
I'm sorry, what was that question, Beth?
Did we get Rob Macon? I didn't hear his name. Did I miss it?
Is Rob here? Rob Macon?
Apparently not present.
That's what I thought. Okay, one moment. I have 11 yes and 11 no.
Well, the motion to end debate fails.
I have
10
no. I have 11 yes and 10 no. I think the count is incorrect.
Okay, can you count us vote by vote, Ralph? Go through the list and say how each person voted. Sorry.
All right. Grace Aaron is yes. Christina Avalos, yes. Alan Beek, yes. Jose Benavides, no. Fred Blair, yes. Sandy Childs, yes. Marisol Cruz, no. Bella DeSoto, no. Eric Jacobson, no. Davilia Jones, yes. Ali Lexa, yes. Barbara Marbach, yes. Oye Oyeyipo, yes. Myla Reason, yes. Lawrence Reyes, no. Ziri Rideau, no. Paul Roberson, no. Oscar Ulloa, no. Polina Vasiliev, no. Beth Von Gutten, no. Carlos Zavala, yes. Michael Novick, no.
Sorry, you're right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, we had several hands up who wanted to speak before we went to this vote. So I have Beth Von Gutten, Bella DeSoto, and then Grace. And we're continuing.
Michael, I'd like I'd like to put forward a motion to limit debate on this to 10 minutes because we have no time limit on this. Can I make
My
colleague's out of order. We are, she jumped without being recognized. I think you need to go to Elizabeth and.
Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate that. So, yeah, you're on the stack, Grace, and after we hear from Beth and Bella, who had their hand up for quite some time. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Two further points about the process. The Pacifica Human Resources raised the issue of liability. This committee handles the very personal information of the full range of candidates and has had, as have many committees in Pacifica, has had a very questionable track record when it came to confidentiality. And we have ways of holding elected delegates, board members accountable. There's no such process for holding members of the public
accountable. And beyond that, regarding participation, democratic participation, each of the LSB members carries a mandate from having been elected onto the board. We represent a number of other members, Pacifica members, whereas each member of the public, valid as their own perspective may be, represent only their own vote. They don't carry a mandate other than their own. And I think that's important in weighing the considerations of this committee. It's a weighty decision. It's important to know what else is going on in Pacifica, what we do, to be able to assess what we need in a general manager. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So one of the things you didn't say also is time limits on speakers, but please try to be brief in your remarks. Bella's next, and then Grace has will be recognized, followed by Eric and Lawrence.
Yes, I want to stress, Mr. Chair, thank you, that selecting a general manager who is not employee would seem by some measure not to be a true personnel matter, as there is no confidential information in the selection process itself until the matter gets into salary, et cetera. Anything that would likely be part of a selection search would be under NDA for the committee in any case. Thank you. I urge my colleagues to vote no on this motion to reconsider. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Grace. And then I have Eric and Lawrence have hands up. You're still muted, Grace.
Sorry. We have the habit of debating issues where there's no time limit on the debate, agenda items that have not been given a time frame. And if an agenda item has 5 minutes, for instance, at the end of that 5 minutes, if people want to extend time, if the body wants to extend time, it takes a 2/3 vote. I think it's not good for this body to have no time limit on debate. So I would like to propose that we put a 10-minute time limit on any further debate on this particular item of considering this. I don't know the exact wording of this. Just put a 10-minute time limit on further debate on this issue.
Okay, so we'll consider that a motion to put a time limit of 10 minutes on remaining debate. And is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Myla. And is there any objection to limiting further debate to 10 minutes?
Mr. Chairman, may I be may I ask a question, point of information?
Okay, what's your question?
It's my understanding that what we're now doing is voting on whether or not to vote on the motion to reconsider, which would be followed by the actual motion that is being presented by Beth. So the first vote, if I'm correct, and this is my question, is the first vote on whether or not to sustain the motion to reconsider, and followed by the actual motion.
Yes, that's right. If we vote to reconsider the previous authorization for the election, then we would move to consider Beth's substitute motion, and there would be debate on that, and then we would vote on that. If that's adopted, then that would basically end this meeting, because the rest of this meeting was just a vote for the tally and the procedure for dealing with the tally, and that would be sort of obviated by having a new vote.
So I'm seconding the limit of 5 minutes on the motion to reconsider.
Okay, I thought you said 10. You said 10, right, Grace?
Okay, whatever.
Yes, I said.
Okay,
I said
all right. So I was asking if there are any objections to that 10-minute limit on further debate. So hearing none, we will limit the debate. I have Eric and Lawrence.
I just wanted to add that since it was mentioned that there was some notice, I only received a courtesy call literally 2 minutes before the meeting from Beth about the fact that she she was going to be presenting this motion, and I had a chance to look at her email that she's distributed to everyone as well. But that's it. I had no other participation in advance, and I understand there was a lot of email traffic, and I infer that Kim Kaufman probably enunciated her just articulated reasoning, which as she articulated it, I didn't follow the email traffic because there's just so much of it, and we don't do meetings by email. So I'm hearing that rationale for the first time from Kim, and it's fairly persuasive. I'd have to study it a little more carefully. Bella makes an interesting counterpoint, but it does appear that actually the bylaws themselves fortify my general view that I expressed a moment ago, which is that we are elected and elections matter, and we have accountability to the members. We didn't do that good a job the last GM search committee. Let's be honest. I'm not going to say any more about that, but I think we all probably might generally agree about that, given the way it worked out. So we have to do better, and the LSC members have to take accountability for whatever went wrong the last time and getting it right this time. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Lawrence, and I have my hand up. And then...
Thank you, Chair. 2 points. I didn't want to raise a point of order, but it seems like to me that this is a special rule, and I'd like to ask you and the parliamentarian, is this motion just restricted to this particular item? And then my other point is that I have a concern with NEDA and HR inserting themselves into the process, because it's very clear, as was stated in Article 3 of the bylaws, that it is the mandate and responsibility of the personnel committee once it's populated. So there's nothing wrong with consulting with HR, but NEDA is not the HR for Pacifica. NEDA has its own HR, and I think it's okay to consult, but not to take their complete advice and for them to insert themselves in the search process when it is a responsibility of the LSB. So the question I have in regards to my colleague Grace Aaron's motion is that, does that become a special rule?
It sounds like
to me that this is a special rule that's restricted to this particular item. Thank you.
Okay, if you're referring to the motion to limit debate to 10 minutes, that was just for this item, and there was no opposition,
right.
So we're just going to apply that.
Okay.
I do have my hand up. In the previous search process, to be last year, we did consult with the HR person at NETA, who I was informed by the then IED was the person we should consult with. We vetted our job description, our questions, and our process with her, and I think that's the extent of HR's involvement normally, is to make sure that the process we go through complies with law. I do think that the portion of the bylaws that Kim cited has to do with whether the meetings in their entirety are open or not, or closed. You can have an executive session meeting that doesn't speak to the membership of the committee, which is a different question as to whether it's a public open meeting or not. And I do think that as far as I've been informed from reports from the National Finance Committee previously, there were a lot of discussions in previous years of the National Finance Committee with our local general manager about how to balance the budget, including personnel questions. So, Kim was not on that committee at that time, but that was the impression that was given to us. In any case, I think we have exhausted the stack, and we'll probably Lawrence's hand up again. Okay, I think we're still inside of 10 minutes.
I just want to provide a point of clarification. It was the National Finance Committee that recommended the expense cuts. So they did insert themselves in regards to personnel matters and expense matters, which I don't object to them providing recommendations as regards to expense, but not to insert themselves. I think that would have been more appropriate to come from the governance committee. Thank you, Chair.
All right, thanks. Beth has a hand up.
Yes, I wanted to respond to that just to assure people that NEDA HR was consulted for advice on our own initiative, not on theirs. And they would, I don't think they would be aware of this vote or this committee if it weren't for us raising the issue. And I wanted advice because essentially, Pacifica is bleeding out in the form of legal fees, most of which have to do with previous employees and their dissatisfaction with various personnel processes. And so I want to be really, really sure that whatever we do here, we're on solid ground. And I would differ with Bella in that this committee does receive very personal information, a whole CV on every one of the applicants, and then we'll have knowledge of which ones will have been considered and which ones rejected, and whether they retain documentation of that or not. They will retain knowledge, and that's confidential information and shouldn't be, it should be carefully guarded. It should be responsibly guarded. And we're in a better position to do that with elected members than with members of the public. So it's just my due diligence on our part. Thank you.
All right, Bella's hand up. I want to call myself again briefly, and let's try to move to a vote, please.
Bella, yes, go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to point out that Terry Goodman has a good point to make, and I fully support Director Lawrence Reyes' explanation that NETA is not our HR. We can get
they
advice. I object to that, and I would like Terry Goodman to speak on his point.
I'm not sure which point that was, but Terry, did you want to say something? Terry Goodman? You're muted, Terry. Still muted.
Well, I just posted in the chat that, in my opinion, the main danger of having a non LSD member on a personnel committee is that DM candidate's name might be leaked and affect the candidate's employment. I don't think that really affects the motion that is being considered, because only non-LSD member who might win under the current candidate pool is a former director who has handled confidential matters in the past.
Okay, thanks.
May I be recognized, Chair, for a point of order?
Okay, next. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
I'd like to state that you called for the vote, and I want to support that, and that we go to vote. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I didn't call for the vote. I said I hope we can move to the vote. I did want to say in response to what Beth said, that if there's a bleeding of Pacifica, I think a lot more of it has to do with lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits brought by people trying to drive Pacifica into receivership and other issues more so. I think that's a much bigger threat to our finances. I don't see any other hands. So just to be clear to everybody, we're voting on the motion to reconsider. If we vote yes.
My hand is up.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, lawsuits are in fact coming from former employees. In fact, we have a huge bleeding of money that's going to a former general manager right now. that members of this board put in place. So let's not just say that Pacifica is bleeding to frivolous lawsuits from outside.
Okay. Thank you. So again, to clarify, we're voting on Beth's motion to reconsider, the second by Myla. If we adopt that motion to reconsider, then we would go on to consider Beth's substitute motion for a revised vote in which the voting, the nominees would be restricted to the LSB members previously nominated, and set different dates then for the voting, obviously, that were named. We will review that, but we will debate that if we get to it. So, Ralph, can you call the roll on the motion to reconsider?
Okay, on the motion to reconsider, calling the roll, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes no.
Alan votes no. Jose Benavides?
You just muted yourself, Jose.
Jose Benavides?
He muted himself instead of unmuting himself. I'm not sure. Come back then.
Fred Blair?
Fred Blair votes yes.
Fred votes yes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Marisol passes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Evelia Jones?
Yes.
Evelia votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Say again, please.
Yes.
Ali votes yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara votes yes. Oye Oyeyepo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence
pass.
Reyes?
Pass.
Lawrence passes. Ziri Rideau?
No.
Ziri votes no. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
Vote no.
Oscar votes no. Polina Vasiliev?
I pass.
Polina passes. Beth von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Circling back, Jose Benavides?
No.
Jose votes no. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence Reyes?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. Lawrence abstains. Polina Vasiliev?
I'll vote no.
Polina votes no. Michael Novick?
Chair abstains.
Chair abstains. Okay, I think that's everyone. One moment. Okay, I think I have 12 yes votes, 8 no votes, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the motion to reconsider carries under the concept that this is still the same meeting since it's a continuation meeting. Simple majority suffices. So we're going to go to the substitute motion. Which Beth made earlier was, does someone second?
Myla seconded it, and she just pasted it into the chat again for those that might not have heard the whole motion.
Yeah, I'm saying that Myla seconded it when it wasn't on the floor, so.
I second the motion.
Okay. I see a hand up from Grace. And then Colin, user 3, is that a member of the board? Someone on the phone with their hand up? I take it not. Go ahead, Grace.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First of all, I'd
was
like
that public comment?
No, we'll take public comment in a bit. We took some earlier, and we'll take more before we vote on this motion.
I'll lower my hand. Thank you.
I would like to make a motion to limit debate on this to 10 minutes, and then I would like to be on the staff.
Second.
Okay, is a motion to limit debate on the substitute motion to 10 minutes, and it was seconded. Is there opposition to that?
Bella objects.
Okay. Paul, is your thumb up, meaning you support the motion?
I support the motion.
Okay, well, why don't we vote on the, since limiting debate requires a vote, really, we're going to vote on the motion to limit debate to 10 minutes. Can you call the roll on that? Ralph? Sorry, Ralph Hawkins, can you call the roll on a motion to limit debate on this substitute motion to 10 minutes? And just to clarify again, if the substitute passes, that's the terminates the meeting, because the only other business on the meeting was the previous vote tally and how to deal with ties on that. So if we, having reconsidered that, if we adopt this new motion, it sets a new time frame, and we'll proceed with that.
Okay, calling the roll, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Again, I'm sorry, just to clarify again, this is not closing debate after 10 minutes.
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides?
He's muted.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred Blair votes yes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Eric Jacobson?
No.
Eric votes no. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Avelia votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Ali votes yes. Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara votes yes. Oye Oyepo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason? Myla?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Ziri votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
All votes yes. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar, are you
abstain.
On the line? Oscar abstains. Polina Vasiliev?
Abstain.
Polina abstains. Beth von Gunten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Jose Benavides?
No.
Jose votes no.
Chair, I wish Lawrence wishes to change his vote.
Lawrence, what is your vote?
Abstain.
Lawrence abstains. Michael Novick?
Chair votes no.
Okay, I think that's everyone. Okay, I think I have 13 yes votes, 5 no votes, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, thanks. So we're limiting debate to 10 minutes, and Grace has a hand up. We will take public comment after that before we vote. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I think that this item should be reconsidered because there's just too much controversy about the voting process that we just underwent for this GM search committee. Also, I think that there's other legal liability just besides leaking of the candidates on the search committee. In the process of deciding on the protocol for the search, for a search, a GM search, there can be leading questions for the candidates developed that might trigger some discrimination in hiring problem. There are lots of other issues, the job description and other things that could be decided by non-LSV members that could trigger some problems later on, legal problems in a discrimination in hiring lawsuit, for instance. We are spending huge amounts in lawsuits, and we need to do everything we can to close the door to future lawsuits. So I agree with this election being reconsidered and starting afresh with a clean, clear election. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I have Bella DeSoto, Lawrence Reyes, and myself.
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. Let's not forget public comment also.
Yes, I said we will take public comment.
Oh, thank you. I would urge my colleagues to please vote no on this motion and to disenfranchise a number of people. And basically what I see happening here is a concerted effort to derail and keep disenfranchising the public. And redoing this election would bring about harm, not good. Thank you.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
Thank you. I just want to remind my colleagues that the public members, even if they are on some P&B committees, some standing committees, that do allow the public to comment, the non-elected members, I just want to remind everybody, you almost had a leak today, Chair, in regards to a matter that was addressed by the P&B. So it has been board members and directors that have leaked information to people that are trying to drag down the network. And that's no secret. Because it is a matter of public record in regards to what is obviously leaked by board members. So I just want to say that as far as I know, there's only one member of the public that goes to executive session, and that's a member that's on the P&B Finance Committee. So I'm not questioning their integrity. But I just want to remind everyone that it has been board members that have leaked proprietary and confidential information. So I think for those who have not signed a non-disclosure agreement and the electronic communications agreement, if they are elected to the GM search committee, that they should also sign that NDA and the electronic communications function. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So I see Myla and Beth put a hand up. I'll let them go. Myla and then Beth, and I have myself on the stack too.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to remind people that there are consequences for board members who violate the non-disclosure agreement. Those consequences do not apply to members of the public. They can't be removed or sanctioned by the board in the way that that elected representatives of the public can be sanctioned. So I'd like people to keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
Yes, I wanted to address a point that Lawrence raised.
that it's LSB and PNB members that have, you know, historically that have leaked. That's because, as a general rule until now, it's only been elected members who have been privy to confidential information. So that kind of information not having previously been provided to members of the public, they weren't in a position to leak before this. My concern with the process as we've set it in motion so far is that there would be nothing to prevent providing members of the public, should they be elected to the committee, with that kind of confidential information, and no way to hold them accountable. Where board members can be held accountable in the next election, or in extreme circumstances, they can lose their seat. They can be removed. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll call myself, and then if there are no other members who wish to speak, we'll take public comment. I do want to point out that there is a confidentiality agreement that was actually drafted by HR that we were all asked to sign, and there are, I think, a few members have not yet signed it. Please do so. This is for all of our business, not just for this committee, if you're elected to it, and also the agreement to use electronic communication. We haven't talked about whether or when we might begin to meet in person again, but many people are, so we need to think about that. But for now, a lot of meetings will be taking place the way this one is, telephonically or by Zoom, and we need those authorizations signed previously. It's been months, and we're still pulling teeth from some people, so please, if you haven't signed it, please do so immediately and get it to us, to the secretary and myself, and we'll share it with the PNB secretary, and it'll be kept on file. So we have that. That does embody penalties, as people will recall when we adopted it. And I do want to point out that we have, again, many precedents for non-members of the LSB participating, even in closed sessions. We have had previously both secretaries and treasurers, and currently we have a secretary and a treasurer who are not members of the local station board. At previous closed sessions, we have voted to authorize the secretary, who is not a member of the LSB, to participate in the meeting and take notes for us that were confidential notes. I believe that the PNB elects a PNB secretary, who also is not currently a member of the PNB, who participates in those meetings on that basis. So I think there's plenty of precedent for inclusion of non-governance members.
A member of the LSB.
Yes, I understand that, but that's not a requirement to the job. So, and please don't speak out and interrupt people while they're speaking, Mr. Alexa. Thank you. I'm sorry, James, can you mute yourself?
Sure, we're at 8 minutes in this second.
Okay, thank you.
May I be recognized?
Yeah, I didn't quite finish. So I just want people to think about that and consider. Just to be clear, we already did reconsider. This is not a vote to reconsider anymore. This is for the substitute motion, because a couple of people spoke as if they were still debating the question to reconsider. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd just like to point out that Harvey Wasserman is on the call. I believe that 614 number is Mr. Wasserman.
Harvey, can you speak up? No, you just muted yourself now, Harvey.
I'm here. Hello.
Thank you.
Hear me?
Okay. Can the secretary? Yes. Thank you. We heard you. Can the secretary please note Harvey's presence? Thank you, Myla. Okay. I see no further comment from members of the board, so we're going to go to public comment. Caller user 3, you have a hand up. Go ahead. You have 90 seconds.
If that's me, can you give me a second?
Yes, that's you. Yes. 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 That's you. Go ahead.
No, please take someone else. I'm going to lose
okay.
frequency in a minute.
Okay, thank you. Are there other members of the public wish to comment? Please raise your hand if you can. And
I'd like to raise your hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, hang on a second. Alan Beek, you have about a minute and a half left. Please speak as a member of the local station board, and then we'll take public comment. Go ahead, Alan.
How do you raise your hand?
Under reactions, there's a little button, but just go ahead. Was that your only question?
No, I don't want to comment on the motion.
Yeah, go ahead. Please speak.
Well, I'm opposed to the motion because I feel that we may find there is some expert advice we'd like to get on the committee. We might appoint somebody from outside who we feel would be very valuable to the committee. I don't see why we should be barred from appointing them. So I'm opposed to the motion.
Thank you. Okay, I think Raymond Goldstone was asking for the floor. We're at the 10. I understand. I asked him to be brief, and he was. We're at the 10 minutes. We completed our LSB discussion. We are taking public comment.
Well, Raymond, is there a time limit on public comment?
Yeah, point of information, Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry. Excuse me for a second, Lawrence. We have a half hour public comment. We already took one public comment. Typically, we divide the public comments into three portions, but if the public wishes to speak, we have about 20 minutes of public comment left.
Was that clarified in Grace's motion to limit discussion on this to 10 minutes?
I'm sorry. Grace's motion was about LSB discussion. I made very clear we take public comment after that. We always have half-hour public comment at our meetings.
That's fine, Michael. You don't have to lose your temper. How much time do we have for public comment?
I said there are 20 minutes remaining for public comment based on the normal procedure of a half-hour for public comment.
You're talking 20 minutes now for public comment?
Chair, I have a question.
No. Excuse me. Would everybody please stop calling for the floor? Let us finish this business, and then we'll deal with what else we have to deal with.
I'm just asking.
What I said... Yes, what I said was we normally divide our public comments into three 10-minute sections. We used up one period of public comment already. There's 20 minutes of public comment remaining. Normally, it would be for 10 minutes.
Excuse me, let me finish.
Normally, it would be for 10 minutes, but there's no other business if this measure is adopted. So if we have 10 minutes of public comment, we would still have an additional 10 minutes after the vote.
Chair, please be quiet, Bella. What is your question, Mr. Reyes?
My question is, in regards to Ms. Saletta keeping speaking out but not without being recognized, is he the timekeeper today?
We did not appoint the timekeeper
I would suggest that you ask Ms. Saletta to stop speaking out without being recognized. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Everybody should stop speaking out without being recognized. I would like to ask for someone to keep time during the public comment for 90 seconds, which we agreed to earlier. And it has been the standard procedure. We will have 10 minutes of public comment, and then we will move to a vote. If it's adopted, even though the business of the meeting would be terminated at that point, we will take an additional 10 minutes of public comment. Is that clear to everybody?
May I be recognized? I volunteer to be the 90-second timekeeper.
Okay, thank you. And keep track of the 10 minutes as well, if that's okay. Ali, you have your hand up?
Sorry, if someone else could keep track of 10 minutes, I'll keep track of 90 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'll seek recognition to keep track of the items.
Okay, thank you.
There's time for the items.
So yes, okay. Thank you. All right, so Milo will keep track 90 seconds. Lawrence will keep track of 10 minutes. Ali Lex has a hand up about what, Ali, because I want to take the public comment.
I did ask to be recognized when I asked you. I'm sorry that there was a back and forth. I don't appreciate other board members trying to be the chair.
Okay, thank you.
And I was going to volunteer to keep time, but I see that that's taken.
So. Okay, all right, thanks.
Chair, I'm sorry. I need to respond to that. Nobody... is you have not been recognized various times, Ms. Saletta.
Are you
being okay? Thank you. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Lawrence, please. Everybody, please stop. Lawrence, it did not require your response, and you spoke without recognition. So, everyone, please stop calling out. Thank you. So, I'm going to go to call and use the three, unless Raymond Goldstone was asking earlier when I tried to see if he was or not. I don't see a hand up. He's on the phone, but I think you can use star 9. Raymond, did you want to speak? Because calling user 3 said they had a problem with their.
I do wish to speak.
Okay, go ahead, because calling user 3 said they had a problem. So, you have 90 seconds, Raymond.
Thank you. I am personally and institutionally insulted by this meeting. The fact is that there were apparently emails relating to this motion, to which the public and those members of the public who ran for the search committee have not been privy. It strikes me that fairness and democracy are less important to the board and to certain individuals than confidentiality. I have no objection to the motion, to the reconsideration. I'm sorry. I heard.
Please continue.
However, I think the process has been insulting at the very least to those members of the public who made themselves available to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. Colin, is it three? Are you in a position to speak at this point? Because yours is only hand up.
Yes. Okay, thanks. So I want to point out a couple of things, which is that the lawsuits that Pacifica has been facing from its employees come as a result usually of board abuse of people while they're employed. I don't believe any person who has applied as a candidate has, in fact, sued Pacifica for dissemination of private information, but that certainly can be addressed by a confidentiality agreement, which everyone should sign. That's number one. Number two is that there are people who didn't run for the board or maybe didn't place high when they ran for the board.
I'm sorry, please mute if you're not speaking. Go ahead, continue, please.
Okay. So there are people who may not have had the time to run for the board or may not have done placed high enough due to perhaps lack of enough advertising money or whatever it takes to get a seat on the board, but who come to Pacifica with a commitment to the mission and with significant experience and expertise in hiring processes, hiring management, who would be useful. It bothers me that members of the board, both the local and national board, seek to limit participation in committees because they want to shape what even comes to them as recommendations. You have the vote. Ultimately, you have the vote. You're on the board. You will be voting for whoever whoever gets into the pool. But there's the sphere of open ideas that is really...
Okay, that's time, caller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there other members of the public that wish to speak? I see your hand from Janine Rohn. Go ahead, Janine.
Sorry, I just was able to come online. I've been asking for the motion to be put in the chat. And the reason is that, you know, the consequences of this coming up at the last minute and not being noticed means that it's not on the agenda, right? So there's no way for me right now, outside of very quickly listening or trying to absorb that long motion. I don't even remember if restating how many people are in the committee. I don't even remember. I mean, I was on the phone for that portion. So, it is unfortunate that it wasn't noticed early because obviously some people worked very hard on getting a motion ready but didn't share it until the very beginning of the meeting. I would like to make a comment on it, but I don't know the motion. So, and that's unfortunate. Thank you.
Thank you. So I just respond briefly to a couple of the calls. The chair did object on the email exchange that we do not conduct business by email, and we did not, and ask people to bring anything to the live meeting, which we did. To respond to Janine, the only substantive change in the motion is to restrict the nominations to the LSB members who are already nominated. The rest of it is basically the same motion with different time. Different dates put into the same time frame, as far as I understand it. But it was put in the chat once, and I guess somebody could do it again if they have a chance to.
Chair, timekeeper seats recognition.
Go ahead.
If we're going to end public comment, there's 5 minutes and 32 seconds left that you should also include in the next public comment session. Thank you.
Okay, is there additional public comment? That could include people who want to speak again. Colin, use the three, and then Janine, your hand is up again. Colin, use the three, go ahead.
I heard Beth read something which wasn't appropriate to be on the floor at the time, but it said something about NEDA people, NEDA consultant, a single person, apparently, who is Pacifica HR. Pacifica doesn't have an HR. It should be clear to anyone voting that motion, the general intent aside, which is offensive enough, it should at least be factually accurate, and one would expect a PNB member to know that, in fact, that woman does not, she's not HR for Pacifica. She provides HR consultant services, and one of her very first acts was to roll back what was a very welcoming statement about inclusion that had been part of previous Pacifica employment notices to something that was so bland and generic that the KKK could have used it in their posting. So whatever other expertise she may or may not be bringing to the table, and NEDA is a mixed bag, and I would urge PNB members to examine those three contracts and how someone who was proposed as an interim CFO has now become our CFO without any job posting or interviews or consideration of other candidates. NEDA needs to be looked at carefully, and I have I object to the falsehood, essentially, that's contained within the motion, aside from its generally offensive content. Thank you.
There's a question in the chat about where is the agenda. So just to clarify for everybody that before we got to our agenda, there was a motion to reconsider, which took precedence over everything, and then the substitute motion followed from that. So we never adopted the agenda for this meeting, but the agenda for this meeting would have been the tally of the GM balloting and how to deal with it, which, if we adopt this motion, it would become moot, and the meeting would be over, except for public comment. Okay, we can. I don't see any additional public comment, and we exhausted the time for debate. So I see two hands up from LSB members, but I'm going to have to ask Ralph to go to the vote on the motion.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Okay, what's your question, Mylon?
I'd like to read the motion that we're going to be voting on prior to voting on it.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Hang on a second. Somebody has a lot of noise coming over the line. Please mute if you're not speaking.
Would you allow me to read the motion?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Timekeeper seeks recognition before Ms. Reason speaks.
Okay.
We have 3 minutes left in the public comment session. Please okay. Go ahead with the other time.
Okay. I see Colin used his hands up again. Did you have additional public comment? And we'll come back to the motion. I stand corrected. Colin used the three.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't re-raise my hand. All right.
Okay.
I have plenty to say. Can you learn? I'm driving. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so yes, Myla, please reread the motion because it has to be reread before we can vote on it. I realize it's a long motion, but go ahead.
Whereas, in accordance with Article 7, Section 3B of the Pacifica bylaws, it is important that any KPFK General Manager Search Committee be widely recognized to be both fairly elected and impartial. And whereas recent incomplete efforts to populate the KPFK General Manager Search Committee have been compromised by a series of flaws, the most critical flaw being the inclusion of non-LSB members in the pool of nominees, contrary to the advice of the Pacifica Human Resources Department. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFK Local Station Board shall set aside the previous General Manager Search Committee election process and in its place shall send out new ballots with only the previously nominated LSB candidates. The KPFK Local Station Board shall elect 7 General Manager Search Committee members from among the local station board members previously nominated using single transferable voting via electronic mail under the previous authorization for electronic communication, with Terry L. Goodwin serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as teller. All current KPFK delegates are eligible to vote and shall be provided voting instructions and a ballot via email on or before April 4th, 2022. The local station board secretary shall provide both tellers the current roster of local station board members with email addresses. The list of nominated candidates and the final version of this motion as adopted immediately following the April 3rd meeting. Polls shall close Friday, April 8th, 2022 at midnight Pacific Daylight Time. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen polls and declare a new deadline. A special meeting shall be scheduled for Sunday, April 10th, 2022, for the sole purpose of finalizing the election. Ties may be resolved virtually using an online random selection site, either draw straws, exclamation point, or the virtual coin flip application, and there are two URLs inserted in the motion at this point for those two random selection sites. The first committee member to be declared elected shall convene the first committee meeting. The committee may subsequently elect its own chair. All general manager search committee business shall be conducted consistent with Pacifica bylaws and Pacifica personnel policies, including but not limited to issues of confidentiality, applicant privacy, and equal employment opportunity. The end.
Okay, thanks. In the chat, Paulina says she'd like to propose an amendment.
Excuse me, Chair.
Yes.
Please. I stand to make an amendment that's similar to the
okay,
one.
Okay, go ahead.
But Bella has a hand up before me, so I'd like to go after her.
Okay, Bella?
Yes, thank you, Lawrence. Mr. Chair,
to the point of order.
Yes, your point of order is that we exhausted debate.
We exhausted debate. If people want to debate further, they can suggest a time to extend the debate, and that has to pass by a two-thirds vote.
Bella, to extend or, 5 minutes.
Chair.
Okay, thank you. Grace's point is correct. So I heard a motion from Bella to extend debate for 5 minutes. Is there a second for that?
I second, Lawrence.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending? Okay. We're going to have to vote, which will probably take 5 minutes. But so just be aware there are three hands up at this point who want to speak on something. That's Bella, Lawrence, and Myla. No, Myla's hand is not up. Two hands.
And of course, we're not going to bring it down to anything.
Jose, I think you might need to mute.
Chair, I have a request for information.
Yes, what's your question?
Isn't an amendment always in order in regards before this motion was read? It was just read to come in order. And I have an amendment that will change somewhat the nature of the motion. So,
yeah, the motion was read as a final reading before the vote because we did exhaust the previous debate period with board members speaking for the 10 minutes that we had for that. So it's going to take two-thirds to extend debate. So there's a motion to extend debate, and we're going to vote on it for five more minutes. Ralph, can you call the roll on the motion to extend debate? Ralph Hawkins.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron.
No.
Grace votes no. Christina Avalos.
We're voting. I'm sorry.
to extend debate?
For 5 minutes.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Alan votes yes. Jose Benavides? Come on, Jose.
No.
Jose votes no. Fred Blair?
No.
Fred votes no. Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Marcel Cruz?
No.
Marcel votes no. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Amelia Jones?
No.
Amelia votes no. Ali Lexa?
No.
Ali votes no. Barbara Marbach?
No.
Barbara votes no. Oye Oyeyepo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reason?
No.
Myla votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
Muted. Lawrence.
Pass.
Lawrence passes. Jerry Rideau?
Yes.
Jerry votes yes. Paul Roberson?
Mm-hmm. I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa?
I vote yes.
Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Polina is a yes. Beth Von Gutten?
No.
Beth votes no. Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Harvey votes no. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Carlos votes no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Who else did I miss?
Ralph, I'd like to change my vote to no.
Who is this?
Oh, Christina. Christina Avalos.
Christina votes no.
Sorry.
Cease. Okay, I think that's everyone. Hold on. I have 9 yes votes and 14 no votes.
Okay, thanks. So debate is not extended. That means we're going to go to a vote on the motion as it stands. There's no opportunity for further amendment. Thank you. On the motion, as restated, the basic substantive change in the motion is to have a re-vote based on the LSP member nominees already nominated at our prior full LSP meeting and change the dates accordingly. So we would have we'd also be voting for a second continuation meeting a week from today at 10 a.m. Can you call the roll on that, Ralph?
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes yes.
Alan votes yes. Jose Benavides?
Yes.
Jose votes yes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
No.
Marisol votes no. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Amelia Jones?
Yes.
Amelia votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Ali votes yes. Barbara Marbach? Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Barbara votes yes. Oye Oyeyepo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Chair, I'd like to raise for a point of order, and the point of order is always in order.
What is your point of order?
my point of order that if this motion passes, it's going to violate Section 3 of the bylaws. And I believe the fact that we have no human resources, for Pacifica, and this motion mentions that NEDA will become the human resource source. This motion is out of order. I believe that it violates the bylaws and it would need a bylaw amendment.
Bring the minutes for vote.
I don't understand why you think it violates the bylaws.
This is out of order.
I'm sorry. All right.
In the bylaws, and you know, Ali
is out of order.
Excuse me, Ali, please be quiet. Let him finish making his point of order.
No, it's not a point of order. It's a debate, and it's out of order.
It's not in order.
Excuse me.
Because it is not in Section 3 of the bylaws.
Okay, thank you. I don't understand your point of order, and my ruling would be that the tally will continue, the voting will continue.
Okay, so I'll cast my vote for no.
Thank you.
Lawrence votes no. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Ziri votes yes. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Oscar Ulloa? Sorry. That was a no?
Okay, that was a pass.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It was a pass, Ralph.
Okay. Melina Vasiliev?
No.
Melina votes no. Beth von Gunten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Harvey Wasserman?
Yeah.
Well, hell no. Mr. Chair, can I rescind my vote?
Yes, we haven't finished the tally yet. You can change your vote before we finish voting.
Thank you.
Who was that?
Jose Benavides.
Okay. Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Harvey votes yes. Carlos Zavala?
Yes.
Carlos votes yes. Michael Novick?
I'm sorry, Jose, you wanted to change your vote, you said, from what to what?
To no.
Change your vote to no. Did you get that, Ralph?
Yes. Jose votes no.
All right, thank you. Michael Novick votes no.
Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Okay, Oscar votes no. Michael Novick?
Yeah, I said I vote no.
Michael votes no.
Not sure about
this. Okay, I think that's everyone. Hold on, please.
This way.
Please mute if you're not speaking.
Nine.
Okay, I record 16 yes votes and 6 no votes.
Repeat that, I'm sorry.
16 yes votes and 6 no votes, no abstentions.
Okay, so that motion...
Chair, I move for a recount because it seems like that's not accurate.
I agree,
okay.
Stella.
All right, I'm sorry. Ralph, can you go over the list person by person and indicate their vote and allow people to tally it up one at a time? Thank you. Sorry.
All righty then. Grace Aaron votes yes. Christina Avalos votes yes. Alan Beek votes yes. Jose Benavides votes no. Fred Blair votes yes. Sandy Childs votes yes. Marisol Cruz is a no. Ella DeSoto is a no. Eric Jacobson is a yes. Avilia Jones is a yes. Ali Lexa is a yes. Barbara Marbach is a yes. Oye Oyeyepo is a yes. Myla Reason is a yes. Lawrence Reyes is a no. Jerry Rideau is a yes. Paul Roberson is a yes. Oscar Ulloa is a no. Polina Vasiliev is a no. Beth von Gunten is a yes. Harvey Wasserman is a yes. Carlos Zavala is a yes. Michael Novick is a no.
So I count 7 no votes.
Yes, that's, I goofed up on Oscar because he was a pass. Okay, 16, verses 7.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have 10 minutes of public comment, so I'm not going to accept that motion to adjourn. We agreed. Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. I think that's Harvey Wasserman. I'm not sure.
I object to the ruling of the chair.
It's not a ruling of the chair. It's a bylaws requirement. They have a half hour of public comment, and it was made clear to everybody that we would take additional public comment. Please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Everyone.
Mr. Chair, this is a continuation meeting, and we've already exhausted public comment required, the public comment requirement. I move to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. May I be recognized?
I second Myla.
I ask to be recognized.
Yeah. The chair ruled that we're going to take the public comment. So unless you want to waste a lot of time overruling the chair, please let's take the public comment. I just want to point out. Okay, hang on a second. So before you spoke, I was trying to point out to people that the meeting would be over except for public comment because the rest of the business that we were planning to take has been mooted by what was just adopted. So that's where things stand.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead, Bella. Is this a question of overruling the chair?
Mr. Chair, can we consult with the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum, who is in the meeting?
It's not a question of parliamentary procedure. It's a question of whether we consider this a meeting or not. So the chair is ruling that even though it's a continuation meeting, we're taking additional public comment. Let's just.
Can we go to public comment, please?
Beth seeks recognition.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to ask that members of the public, that comment from members of the public be limited in the same way that LSB comments are to the same amount of time per speaker. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we will go with 90 seconds per speaker and 10 additional minutes of public comment. Do we really have to go to a vote on this? Are there members of the public wish to speak? Let's put it that way. I don't see any hands. Or in that case, the motion to adjourn is in order. Oh, I see Colin used a four. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, it's okay if we hear from the one public member who wishes to speak. I don't hear any objection. Go ahead, call and use a four, the person on the phone with their hand up.
Okay, thanks very much. I wanted to point out that when the PNB meets on Thursday, they'll be discussing this creature that some people who sued us almost into oblivion for the past 2 years, trying to push through some anti-democratic bylaws, and some people who are term limited and therefore have had to step off the governing board but are having difficulty with their new reality, are trying to push through something called an advisory council of up to 25 people, which is larger than any LSB, that will have five-year terms, which is longer than any LSB term of people elected by our members, and that's on the table for Thursday. So I would like the LSB to communicate with its directors so that they are informed about your thinking on this. It seems to me that when you are off the board because you chose not to run or because you've done your six consecutive years, you should find something else to do with your life. You should listen to meetings, send emails, whatever, but you should not be rushing through. And this is very rushed through. The coordinating committee literally did it, I think, in the last couple of meetings that they had before some of these six-year marvels went where they needed to go. It is something that should be very carefully considered. And as much as you seem to object to local members of KPFK having a say in making recommendations for a candidate pool for general manager, I hope that that desire to keep all things to yourself
time
will be reflected here.
Yeah, time has been exceeded.
Okay, thank you. Finish the sentence.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I hope those that same concern, being generous, will be reflected in your thinking here.
Okay, thank you. I didn't see any other public comment, and there was a motion to adjourn. It was seconded. Is there any objection to adjourning? We will have a meeting next Sunday at 10 a.m. I'll post that immediately. Fred, can
Mr.
you end
Chair,
the stream?
Bella, Mr. Chair?
Yes, what is it, Bella?
Mr. Chair, can you tell us what the agenda will be next week?
The agenda is exclusively to finish the election process. Normally that involves verifying and ratifying the ballots, and it might involve the tie-breaking procedure that was outlined in the motion. That's all that's on the agenda. That was what the motion called for.
Chair, I seek recognition there as a public member calling user number 4 that wishes to speak. As a stand-up.
Okay, go ahead, calling user 4.
The meeting is adjourned. Excuse me, the meeting is adjourned.
All right,
you don't have the
Myla, please be quiet.
Will some KPFK director please send the motion about this advisory council to the full LFB and distribute it through the chair's notice to members about what's happening governance-wise at KPFK? I think people need to see what this piece of work is.
Thank you. Okay, so hearing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. We'll meet a week from today at 10 a.m. Let me post that immediately to kpftx.org.